From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Leslie Ovalle. South Florida researchers believe they're one step closer in developing a more effective vaccine against HIV. Health reporter Sammy Mack explains.
The human immunodeficiency virus is tricky when it comes to developing vaccines. Its outer layer mutates really quickly. It's like the immune system is trying to track a shapeshifter. Something works, and then it doesn't. Some variations of the virus are especially resilient. To overcome this issue, a group of researchers at the Scripps Research Institute turned to an aggressive strain of immunodeficiency virus that infects monkeys. Dr. Michael Farzan. SIVmac-239, nicknamed the Death Star.
And SIVmac-239 has been sort of the bane of vaccine researchers for, decades. It is extremely hard to block.
One idea is, if you can stop the Death Star, you're on your way to a vaccine against HIV. So Farzan and the Scripps team tried something new. They developed a protein in the lab that they suspected would knock out the Death Star. Then they packaged it with a benign little virus. They injected that virus into muscle cells of macaque monkeys, and then they dosed the monkeys with the Death Star virus and waited to see what would happen. The monkeys didn't develop the virus. On a long enough timeline, Farzan hopes this research will help people who are already HIV positive and people who are high risk for becoming positive.
We're motivated by trying to help those people by providing them with something that they can walk into a clinic once and then not worry about.
The research appears in the journal Science Translational Medicine. For Health News Florida, I'm Sammy Mack in Miami.
This is WLRN News. I'm Leslie Ovalle.